the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
What you say, brother?
Oh, I'm gonna do it.
What are you gonna do?
This?
I don't know what this is.
I'm really gonna do it.
My mama told me what it is, and real good things would happen if I practice all my dancing and I practice all my rapping. So before I go to bed at night, my mom would always say that every go together, every dog would have a stable. Dancing together, every rope, I would say, believe all of them, I would like a table. Tip them with levels, got a hot boy, table.
You can stop now. All you have to do is work on your breathing, and you got that.
Oh, yeah. You got it down. That was dead on ish.
Well, I can't say all of it. I can't say all of it, well, man.
Why would. See, I.
Soul Flower! We make some cash in 93. We make the loop gender. It's a great song, man.
No, it's a good song.
Listen, I would tell you the Far Side is probably the most underrated rap group of the 90s.
Okay. I won't argue with that. I don't know. I didn't. I swear to tell
the whole truth.
I'm
and
an
nothing
old white
but the
guy,
whole truth ever
so
since I was a little snot toe, snaggle tooth, whipper, snapper. I need to become a rapper.
As well versed in rap as most people. Just not. Like, I stopped listening to rap probably mid 90s. I picked up a little bit here and there, like Snoop Dogg, little Dr. Dre, N.W.A.
Tupac Shakur, you might have heard of that guy. Tupac Shakur's?
I'd never listened to his stuff. Same with Biggie Smalls.
You would love Biggie Smalls.
Didn't really listen to
Come
him.
On, let's put on some Biggie Smalls. Boom. Hey, okay, you know, here's the one I want. If we can, Alex. We still haven't come up with a name for Alex. So if you want to like tweet us or, you know, at Mile High Sports, you can tweet us a nickname for Alex. Mount Shasta. Is that in Oregon?
I
want to pop.
That's Washington.
I want a Shasta.
Yeah, think about
I want that
Rainier.
Taste possessed.
I was going to say, I think of Rainier.
Rainier.
That's Washington, too, though.
Rainier.
That's Mount Hood.
No, that's not good.
You were off your meds again today. I can tell.
Meds.
Yeah.
I've got meds.
God.
I'm excited about baseball, man. I really am. It's three games in. I mean, the Rockies are about to be undefeated. Hey, listen,
no,
so everyone was
no,
all talking.
No, they're not about to be undefeated. They're down four runs in the top of the seventh. So,
well, here's the thing. Yesterday, everyone was, and today, everyone was talking about this. That the like, when, and this is how terrible Denver fans are. I'm so mad at you. They're like, oh my God, the Rockies and the Avs and the Nuggets all won on the same night. Can you believe it? When's the last time that's happened? And all I could think of was like lots of times.
It's happened before. I mean, this certainly wasn't the first time. I don't
no,
have any numbers.
Come on, listen. First of all, the Nuggets have been in the playoffs. When they had Carmelo Anthony for 8 years, he was in the playoffs every single year. So that automatically qualifies you. Anytime they won, there's chances the Rockies were playing. The Nuggets were doing well then too because they were Carl. The Avs were doing well too because they had been, you know, they had made the playoffs a couple times and they made the playoffs a couple more times and then they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, are you sure it was the fans and not just sportscasters that were
getting
all crazy about it?
It's probably just sportscasters, because let me tell you, I have realized how terrible waiting around in the offseason for football has become for most people. I believe that we have an addiction as a country. A football addiction. It's terrible.
It depends on, you know, how much you enjoy baseball and basketball.
Okay, well, let me ask you if you enjoy football this much.
Do I enjoy baseball?
Well, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to give you a question that's going to test your knowledge about how much you like football.
Okay.
I was listening to a detailed conversation about why someone shouldn't pick DeSean Jackson,
the quarterback
from Clemson. Yeah. Do you know why?
Because he's not accurate.
No, they don't seem to think that he really has an accuracy issue more than anybody else.
I don't know. Todd McShay came out and was pretty adamant that he cannot throw the ball accurately.
Other people I've heard have said that's the difference, but do you know what his biggest problem is?
What?
Pass velocity.
He doesn't throw the ball hard enough.
It seems that his pass velocity is somewhere in the neighborhood of 49 miles an hour.
Okay.
And according to these experts, you know, the lowest ever person to start games was 55 miles per hour.
Well, if those are the numbers, you got to kind of pay attention to that.
Come on, man.
You got to pay attention to that.
Seriously. I can make up numbers to make us starting pitchers.
No, you can't. No, you absolutely cannot. Listen, if the slowest on record is 55 miles an hour,
I have never in my life thrown a ball. I'm so accurate, I've never thrown a ball in a major league.
That's not, because you've never been in a major league game.
Who is it? Who said it? Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah, but you've never been in a major
league game. Who said the quote?
I don't know, but what does that have to do with this conversation?
Because I believe the statistics are lying. I think that DeSean Jackson is a great player, and I think he'd be good.
Oh, I don't think he's a great player.
I think he's a great player.
What makes you think that DeSean Jackson is going to come into the NFL and be a great NFL quarterback?
Because he made plays when he needed to.
He is a playmaker, yes. You know who else was a playmaker and made plays when he needed to? Tim Tebow. And where's he?
Blackballed out of the league is where he is.
And that's the problem is you've got GMs and coaches.
I mean, he was blackballed out of the league.
You've got GMs and coaches who refuse to take risks on certain players. They just won't do it because their livelihood is on the line. And unless you fit that, mold, I'll give you another one. Doug Flutie. All Doug Flutie did back in the 80s and 90s was win games. He took the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs. And then in that first playoff game, he sat the bench.
This is why I don't really listen to the draft, because I just don't believe that a lot of these people know what they're doing. I think they need so much. They have so much information that they're trying to get out, and they're digging so hard to try and find new information on this stuff that they tie themselves into knots and send themselves into places where they've had one day to look at the draft. You would see it's quite obvious. I mean, there's no way that Ed Reed, who I thought the Broncos should have taken, and they passed, and he became a stalwart. Why? Because Ed Reed in college was a playmaker. Okay, I believe that Jabril Peppers is a playmaker.
Me too.
But he's gonna probably go in late in the first round, when that's unbelievable. Now, I don't think the Broncos need him because they have two safeties, but he's a guy that you could put back there, and he might not be a bad person to put back there, that you have a backup safety to back up those two guys, a guy that could return it, a guy that you could bring in and flex him off a lot of different things on offense.
He's a very
you talk about the versatility of McCaffrey, why don't you get the versatility of Jabril Peppers?
I don't know who you're yelling at, because I agree.
Well, obviously the Broncos. Now, I've been telling people that they weren't going to get a quarterback. They were not interested in getting a quarterback. They believe that their quarterbacks in a better system can be better.
They have to get a third quarterback.
They'll get one.
So they are going to get another
quarterback.
They'll
get another quarterback.
He will compete.
They might get that. There's a lot of guys that you can probably get in the second and third and fourth round. But, who's to say you can't get DeSean Jackson in the second round or third round? Who's to say you can't get, there are other guys that are out there.
He's not going to be around that long. I'm pretty sure he's going to go pretty quickly. Somebody's going to take a chance on him.
Yeah, but there are other guys who are out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are, Division II quarterbacks and, heck, why not take a flyer on another losing player from CSU? I mean, they have a quarterback, don't they? I mean, it's just...
Just ooze hatred, man.
We should never draft a CSU player. They just do not work out here. Tyson Brallo, bust. That other guy that's not named Shane Ray, who's like fourth string.
Shaquille Barrett?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No.
Well, then why were you sitting here yesterday resisting the trade for Shaquille Barrett in a second round
I wasn't
to Cleveland
saying,
for Joe Thomas?
You didn't say Shaquille. You said Shane Ray.
No, I said Shaquille Barrett.
Well, then I heard you say Shane Ray, because I don't want to get rid of Shane Ray.
Okay, so last year, according to Joe Williams, who, I trust that guy more than probably anybody else.
Sure.
Like, that guy knows where it is.
He's been around a long
time. He said that they were offering, Cleveland was saying that they would offer the Broncos Joe Thomas for Shaquille Barrett in a second rounder.
That's a steal on our part. We should have done
it. I think you can still do it for maybe a 2 second rounders or a second rounder and someone else, something like that, now and get that. And then you're fixed. You fixed your offensive line.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about an upcoming free agent.
No.
Because he's going to be expensive. Shaq Bell, you probably have to let him go anyway because he's going to be the third guy. You can't pay the third guy that
much. Exactly.
And then you can go and you can draft for impact.
End.
You can draft for impact rather than need at the whatever spot. And you can even trade up if you need to, if you're interested in getting another impact player, maybe such as a Caffrey too. Why don't you get both? You get both?
You don't need both.
Do you know what?
You have a bigger need at tight end than you do at this.
Then go get DJ. Then go get DJ Brown, or you wait until the second, third round. You get yourself Butt, who is hurt. From Michigan, but you don't need to be fast. You just need to be a good tight end, and he's a good tight end.
There's a ton of tight ends. They're not going to have a problem with that. It's what they're going to do with that
Woo!
Tackle.
Woo! Tight ends and wide receivers. Woo! It's the draft. Woo!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. And I just love your flashy ways.